I mean, seeing guys like that, that really tells the character of a person like Coach Cut. I mean, whether it be at Ole Miss or Tennessee, I mean, his players still come back. I mean, I know long time down the road, 10, 20 years from now, I'll still be in contact with Coach Cut. Those guys coming back, I mean, you can really learn a lot from them. I mean, they're seasoned veterans. I mean, you can understand really what it takes to be a veteran and what it takes to be successful in the National Football League. I mean, just look at the size of some of those guys. I mean, you have to really perfect your craft. I mean, there is a big transition in skill level coming from college to the NFL level. There's a lot of prep and technique that you're going to have to learn, and the small mistakes you may be able to get away with in college is just not going to be the same in the NFL. I talk to pretty much every team here. Throughout this process, he's been a pretty big important factor in it. I've talked to him almost every other day. He's just helped guide me along and understand for some people, the pressures of this couple days. And yeah, you're going to be tired, but it's really a true test of your will and understanding, hey, this is a job interview. I mean, you have 32 potential teams that really just want you on their team, and you have to understand that you have to treat the next one like the previous one. You got to understand you have to really open up yourself and be true to who you are. It's a vastly different beast. You really have to be prepared for everything you're going to do. He did say his rookie season is probably going to be the hardest season that he's ever played because you really don't have any time for breaks. I mean, you're going pretty much from the end of your season bowl game to right immediately in training, rookie mini camp, OTAs, preseason games, whole season. I mean, that's a lot of time, a lot of stress on your body. So you got to really take care of your body, whether it be with yoga, nutrition, no matter what it is. I mean, your body's probably going to be the biggest investment you make in yourself.
How did your teams view you in your interviews with them?
A lot of people say they will play to my skill set. Understanding that I am a versatile player, whether it be playing at a nickel corner role or as a linebacker blitzing off the edge, they understand that I'm not defined by one particular title, so to speak. And with that, they have a bunch of various roles that they can use me at. I actually have a meeting with them Sunday, so we shall see. Definitely.
Do you feel like that's still something you're working through?
I feel that a lot of teams have seen that, yes, he can move. The Senior Bowl really did shed some light on the fact that I'm not just an in-the-box player. I do have that range of motion. The biggest thing was and still is getting those reps under my belt and that experience. I have, 4 years playing down in the box. But throughout this whole process, in preparation for the NFL draft, I've been working more in the half field and middle field safety. My favorite player is actually retiring this year, which is very sad. Charles Woodson. His tremendous range. I mean, he's just a tremendous ball player. As far as patterning my game after, I look at a lot of film on Cam Chancellor. I mean, the way he just attacks ball carriers or receivers, it doesn't matter. I mean, he walks on the field and probably says he's the baddest man out there, and that's the same type of mentality I take.
Jeremy, when you made the decision to head to Duke, did you know that things would work out as well as things have worked out?
Not at all. I mean, I was going into really an unfamiliar situation, but that's not always a bad thing. I mean, going to a place like Duke, I had a chance to help alongside my other teammates to make history, and we did just that. Coach Cut always preaches to make a place better than you found it, and I think
Maryland
by the time I graduated, I did just that.
Maryland cornerback Sean Davis, table two.
When you're a young guy and things change and end up changing schools, it could set you back a little bit. It seemed like it didn't really set you back at all.
It definitely could, but my philosophy on life is life has no remote control. You have to get up and change it yourself. I didn't too much like the circumstances I was in. So I changed them. When I arrived at Duke, I could have been in the same boat and just let everything just happen. But I wanted to go out and do something for myself. I wanted to decide, hey, I'm going to make a change here. I'm going to be great. I want to help be part of history, and I did just that.
What was it about the circumstances in Ohio State that you just thought this was not the right place
for you? When Coach Tressel stepped down, I really admired him and everything he stood for. That's not to say anything negative about any other coach, because Coach Meyer, I mean, his track record speaks for itself.
And what was it that drew you to the program, that drew you to Duke when you were making that decision?
I actually talked to Coach Tressel yet again. Just the person he is. I mean, I still talk to him to this day. Talking with Coach Tressel, he led me in the direction of Duke and Coach Cut. And when I arrived on campus, I mean, I fell in love with the place. And Coach Cut, I mean, everything that he stands for. I was talking to a gentleman earlier about, I mean, even his players coming back to campuses from two other schools he coached at. I mean, that speaks tremendous values of his character. I had the Senior Bowl, I did. I can't remember, to be honest with you. I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. It was informal. I'm an undergrad in psychology. I'm finishing my master's in liberal studies with a concentration in political science. Once I become non-useful to all these NFL teams, I intend to go join the FBI. The aspect of the adrenaline, it's somewhat actually similar to being on an NFL team. You have a bunch of guys coming together to formulate a team and really accomplish a goal, and that's somewhat similar to what they do in the FBI. You have people coming from different backgrounds in order to really just help protect our borders and pretty much anything that's going on.
Any other questions?
Thanks, Jeremy.
No problem.